Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us Tuesday, May 26th at 12 noon Eastern, 7 p.m. Israel time for the Siyum celebrating the completion of Sefer Shmuel Beis with Mrs. Hindi Mendelowitz. Please sign up at ouwomen.org/Siyum. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we're in Shmuel Bet, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20, Pasuk Aleph. Visham nikra ish bliyal, ushmo sheva ben bichri, ish yimini, vayizka ba shofar vayomer, en lanu chelech bedavid, v'lo nachala lanu beven ishai, ish le'ohalav Yisrael. We were almost taking a sigh of relief after numerous prakim relating the pain and betrayal of the rebellion of Avshalom. Finally, at the end of the last perek, we found peace. And if any of us felt the relief of, let's now settle down with a malchut that can build itself in serenity, let's build towards the Beit HaMikdash, that seems short-lived. Because here we find the Perek Chaf, again, a rebellion against the authority of David, and it feels like the dust has not even cleared. In fact, as those of us who have gotten used to this notice, this is not a new story. Because Pasuk Aleph begins with that very significant dangling Vav, Visham, and there. The Vav will always connect us back to what was before. And the last Perek ended with what seemed like a welcome sort of dispute, of all of Yisrael and Yehuda vying for who would have the honor and the privilege of reinstating David on the throne he'd been absent from for 6 months. As the Radak points out, there's no dispute that's friendly or welcome. But rather, Machloket itself is an untamable, dangerous beast. And when David was silent as Yehuda escorted him, privileged enough to welcome him back home, Yisrael was angered. And there was a festering resentment as the result of that Machloket, though that we considered the good sort. And it was that festering resentment which became the seed that Sheva ben Bichri was able to exploit to inflame a whole different machloket, this time not in honor of David, but against him. Again, dispute, machloket, is that dangerous creature. And where it starts in the right direction, it can so quickly become poisoned and go explosively in the other direction, which was the malevolent trap that Sheva ben Bichri now led Klal Yisrael into. Why another rebellion? Why does he get up, blow the shofar, and declare, we have no part in David, we have no role with Ben Yishai, all of you return back home? Well, Sheva ben Bichri is identified here as an ish bli ya'al. Chazal throughout Tanakh will translate an ish bli ya'al as an oved avodah zarah. The rebellion here was not necessarily against David himself, but against the Malchut Shamayim that he represented and is so uniquely identified with. As the Michilta points out, Ish le'ohalav, return to your tents, Ish le'elohav, return to your gods. And the Yalkut Shimoni, the Zohar, pick up this idea. And actually, there's a startling identity that's exposed by Chazal in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph Amud Bet. Tana, they identify who was Sheva ben Bichri, who Nevat, the father of Yeravam, the first king of Israel, who Micha, and this is another name for Micha. Yeravam ben Nevat was the first king to establish institutionalized stations for Avodah Zarah within Klal Yisrael. Micha was the audacious Jew who carried a pesel with him as he left Mitzrayim. And as we'll see later in Sefer Shoftim, he actually built a temple to this god, which led to terrible tragedy within Klal Yisrael. And so what we find over here is not so much a rebellion against David, but a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a desire to align with false gods. This is a character who in every guise and under every identity is pulling Klal Yisrael away from Hashem. The way to pull them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to pull them away from David, who aligns himself with serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whose burning mission is to build the Beit HaMikdash, which will be the place dedicated to his service. Pasuk Bet, shockingly enough, Vaya'al kal ish Yisrael me'acharei David, achrei Sheva ben Bichri, We'd almost expect things to be differently, but to our pain, we find that all of Klal Yisrael left David to follow Sheva ben Bichri, and it was only his own Shevet Yehuda that attached themselves unswervingly to their king. Pasuk Gimel. Vayavo David el beiso Yerushalayim, vayikach ha-melech es eser nashim pilagshim, asher hiniach lishmor ha-bayis, vayitneim beis mishmeres vayichalkelem, vayaleim lova, vatiyena tzchuros ad yom musan al menus chayus. In a rather complex halachic development of what is the status of these 10 concubines, after they had been defiled by Avshalom, we're not getting into whether he had a din melech or not, in which case, were these women mutarot or not? There is the idea that the Radak brings, which is that in this case, David increased his kedusha by refraining even from those who were mutarot to him. And an increase in kedusha over here is an increase in the power of David against the rebellion that is brewing against him. Pasuk Dalid, Vayomer HaMelech El Amasa. The king turns to Amasa, and we'll remind ourselves. Amasa was the nephew of David, the first cousin of Yoav, and David had stated his intention after the rebellion of Avshalom that he would instate Amasa as a general over his army, forgiving the fact that he had aligned himself with Avshalom. He turns to Amasa now and says, Hazekli es ish Yehuda, shloshes yamim, ve'ata po amud. Gather ish Yehuda together to defend me, and you come back in 3 days with this force, ready to defend ourselves against the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. Pasuk Hey, Vayelech Amasa lehazik es Yehuda, vayocher min hamoed asher ya'ado. Amasa faithfully went to gather Yehuda, but he was late in coming back at the appointed time 3 days hence. Chazal and Sanhedrin Memtet Amud Aleph will point out that he had a valid reason for being late. He found Yehuda involved in the learning of a Masechet in Gemara and did not want to cause any Bitul Torah, did not want to interrupt their learning, therefore came back late. Which again sounds like a valid excuse, but as we know, to the one who will always protect the honor of the Malchut of David, the cousin of Amasa, Yoav, that will not be enough. And we'll see how that will play out. Pasuk Vav. Vayomer David el Avishai. When Amasa does not show up, David turns to the other cousin, brother of Yoav, Avishai, and commands him instead. Ata eira lanu Sheva ben Bichri min Avshalom. The danger posed by Sheva ben Bichri is worse than that posed by Avshalom. He will not have the feelings that a son would have towards his father, and may become more cruel. Ata kaches avdei adonecha urdof acharav, pen matzalo arim betzuros v'yitzil einenu. Take now my trusted subjects, chase him, lest he find fortified cities and save himself from our eyes. Pasuk Zayin, Vayetzu acharav anshe Yoav, v'hakresi v'haplesi v'chol hagiborim, Vayetzu mirushalayim lirdof acharei Sheva ben Bichri. And so went out after Avishai, also the people of Yoav. Yoav had not been called to defend David at this time, but this has always been his greatest strength, and at the same time, his greatest weakness, his devotion exclusively to the Malchut of David, and if that is endangered, Yoav is on the fight, and he and the others leave Yerushalayim to pursue Sheva ben Bichri. Heim im ha'even ha'gdola asher b'giv'on, va'amasa ba'lefnehem. ויואב חגור מידו לבושו, ועליו חגור חרב מצומדס על מסנב בסערה. והוא יצא וטיפול. As they approached the large stone in Giv'on, Amasa arrives. Yoav had strapped his sword in an unusual way, in which it could be easily unsheathed, and in fact it fell out. ויומר יואב לאמסה, השלום אתה אחי? Yoav greets Amasa, asking, "Is peace with you, my brother?" Vatochez yadimin Yoav bizkan Amasa linshoklo, and Yoav greets and embraces Amasa with his right hand as if to kiss him. Pasuk Yud vaAmasa lo nishma b'cherev asher biyad Yoav. As we stated, the sword was very lightly sheathed, and when Amasa was not aware or not being careful, Yoav took it out with his left hand. Vayakehu va el hachomesh. struck Amasa a mortal wound. Vayishpoch me'av alza, his intestines came out and fell upon the ground. Velo shanalo. There was no need for a second strike, because Vayamos, Amasa died swiftly from the first strike. V'yoav v'avishai achiv radaf achrei Sheva ben Bichri. Despite the family drama and the killing, Yoav and Avishai immediately resumed their duties as the loyal generals of King David and went to chase Sheva ben Bichri. It seems clear that Yoav considered Amasa to be a moled b'malchut David, to be rebellious against David, for the fact that he was late in returning 3 days hence from the call of David. At the same time, the Radak points out that when he was appointed as general, Yoav was jealous of Amasa for taking the role that was his. And if we reconcile these ideas, it's possible that the jealousy colored Yoav and biased him to see a failing in Amasa, when perhaps halachically he would have been excused. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'ish amad alav mina'arei Yoav v'yomer. Mi asher chafetz b'Yoav umi asher ledavid achrei Yoav. As the body of Amasa lay there in the way, one of the attendants of Yoav stood and said, "Whoever is with Yoav, whoever is with David, follow Yoav." Pasuk Yud Bet. V'Amasa misgolel badam, but Amasa was rolling in his own blood, b'soch ha'mesila, in the way. V'yar ha'ish ki amad kal ha'am, and the entire nation stopped in their tracks to see this body in the way. Vayasev es Amasa min ha'mesila, and so this attendant rolled the body of Amasa from off the path, hasadeh, into the field. Vayashlech alav beged, kasher ra'a kal ha'ba alav ve'amad, and put a cloak over the body, because all who passed by would stop to see. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ka'asher hoga min ha'mesila, avar kol ish achrei Yoav. Once the body was removed from the path, indeed, every person followed Yoav, lirdof achrei Sheva ben Bichri, to pursue Sheva ben Bichri. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vaya'avor b'chol shiftei Yisrael avela, uveis ma'acha, v'chol haberim, vayikalu vayavou af achara. Sheva ben Bichri passed amongst all of the Shvatim of Yisrael, among various places, to seduce and entice them to coronate him upon them. Pasuk Tetvav, Vayavou Vayatsuro Alav Be'Avela, Beis Ma'acha. The forces of Yoav besieged Sheva ben Bichri when he was in the city of Avela. Vayishpechu Solala El Ha'ir, they built up mounds of dirt around the city, but ta'amor b'chil, until they reached the lower wall, v'chala am ha'shosyo av mashkisim la'apil ha'choma, and the forces of Yoav came close to toppling the wall around the city of Avila, whereupon, of course, they would wipe out the city in trying to capture Sheva ben Bichri, who was hiding inside. Until, Pasuk Tetzayin, v'tekra isha ha'chama min ha'il, a wise woman from inside the city called out, Shim'u, Shim'u, Imruna el Yoav, Krav adhena v'adabra elecha. Call out to Yoav, I would like to have words with him. Vayikrav eleha, v'tomer ha'isha. Yoav approached and the woman said, Ha'ata Yoav, are you Yoav? V'yomer ani, indeed, it is I. V'tomer lo, Shma divrei amasecha. Listen to the words of your servant, v'yomer shomea anochi. And Yoav acceded, I am listening. Pasuk Yud Chet. Vatomer lemor, said she, Daber yedabru v'rishona. Had you sought out in the beginning our city and asked us, lemor sho'ol yisho'alu be'avel. Had you sought out peace and asked us to surrender, v'chein heisamo, we would have done so. We would have made peace with you. Why are you attacking us this way, says she. Had you asked us, we would have surrendered and made peace with you. Yotet, and I am in position to say so, because Anochi Shlumei Emunei Yisrael, I am one of the women of this city who would like to make peace and who are faithful to Yisrael and to the king. Ata mevakesh la'amis il ve'em b'Yisrael, why are you trying to wipe out a city and a mother in Yisrael? Lama sivala nachalas Hashem? Why should the portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be swallowed? Again, the statement being, why do you seek to wipe out a city? If you would just speak to us, we could make peace. Rashi here quotes the Midrash Haggadah, who identifies this woman, and lets us know how it is she became so wise, How would Ishinu to value, to protect, and to save the welfare of her city? This woman who is Shlumei Emunei Yisrael was none other than Serach Bat Ashel, the daughter of Ashel, the granddaughter of Yaakov Avinu, the number 70, the last child born on Yaakov's way down to Mitzrayim, who filled out that number. And as she is quoted, Ani Hishlamti Ne'eman L'Ne'eman, I made peace between one faithful and another. When Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for the Aron, the coffin of Yosef, to take it out of Mitzrayim, I am the one who saw it being buried and told him of its whereabouts. And when Yosef wished to reveal himself to his father, and the brothers were afraid the shock would kill him, I am the one who played my harp and sang the gentle song to let him know his son was alive. In other words, says Serach Bat Ashel, I am a woman who was there at the birth of this nation. I know the importance of this nation. I know the importance of the Klal. I know the importance of how we were forged in Egypt to become a nation where one cares for another. You cannot kill out a city to accomplish your goal. We as a nation must try to reach our goal in peaceful ways. And I am the one who was there and saw it at the start. And over the years and over the centuries, I have gained the wisdom to know, because I am Shlumei Emunei Yisrael. Pasuk Chaf, a man who is big enough to recognize truth when he hears it. Vaya'am Yoav, Vayomal, said Yoav, Chalila, Chalila li, im avalavi im ashkis. God forbid I will destroy. Lo chen hadaval, ki ish mehar Ephraim, Sheva ben Bichri shmo, Nasaya doba melech be David, Tnu oso levado, ve'elcha me'al ha'il. There is one man I am searching for who raised his hand against David. Deliver this man and I will leave. Vatoma ha'ishel Yoav, hine rosho, mushlach elecha be'ad ha'choma. Says she, having saved her city, we will throw his head over the wall. Vatavo ha'isha el kala'am b'chachmasa, vayichresu es rosh sheva ben bichri, vayashlichu el Yoav, vayiska ba'shofar, vayafutzu me'al ha'il, ish le'ohalav. Indeed, the woman went again with her tremendous chokhmah, with her great wisdom, persuaded the city to catch Sheva ben Bichri, cut off his head, and throw it over the wall to Yoav. Vayiska ba'shofar, Yoav then blew on the shofar that has become, to our knowledge, the symbol of the end of a war. Vayafutzu me'al ha'il ish le'ohalav, and they all spread out back to their tents. V'Yoav shav Yerushalayim el ha'melech. And Yoav returns to Yerushalayim, to the king, having overstepped, perhaps, or taken unilateral action more than once that was not pleasing to David, in the case of Absalom, in the case over here of killing his own cousin Amasa. However, David understands that Yoav is playing a very critical role in the protection of Klal Yisrael and also in the protection of his own Malchut. And as we'll see at the end of his life, this will have to be an account that will be settled. At this point, David himself has the wisdom to understand that Yoav is essential to Klal Yisrael, and therefore, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'Yoav El Kol Hatzav Yisrael, Yoav is reinstated as the general of the army of Klal Yisrael. Uvnaya ben Yehoyada al Akresi ve'al Aplesi ve'adoram al Hamas Yoshafat ben Achilud Hamazgir Ushva Sofer Betzdok Avyasar Kohanim V'gam Yira Hayairi Hayachohen LeDavid. Here, when David again is reinstated after a threat to his Malchut, the Pasuk reviews for us those he installed in essential positions, which reflect some of the changes that took place as a result of the rebellion. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Leila and Shmuel to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.